We saw the Gemara Hey Amid Aleph towards the bottom of the Gemara quotes Ula's comment, Ula's memra, that Min HaTorah Arusa, a girl who is not a Kohenes, but she's married to a Kohen, is permitted to eat Truma not only by Nisu and even after Erisin alone. So we have the Rashi on Yudam Beis, where Rashi says that a Nisua, a girl who's a Nisua to a Kohen, even though she's not a Kohenes, is permitted to eat Truma. That's based on a different pasuk that you don't need Ula. That's a drasha in the Sifrei Kol Torah basically Yochal Oso basis of Ishta is only in the Suha and Ula has to be Mechadish that Arusa is a Chavos B'Truma based on Kenya Kasma. It's fine. And Mid the Rabbanon they prohibited an Arusa from eating Truma. Why did they prohibit Mid the Rabbanon? So Ula gives one reason. The more later quotes a different reason. Ula says because Shem Atashke Le'acheho U'Le'ach Yoseho, the husband is going to send her a kos shel yayin shel truma to her parents' home. She's living at home with her brothers and the sisters, and we're afraid that she may feed it to the brothers and the sisters. And the more later quotes a totally different reason because of chashina l'simpo. L'simpo means it may turn out the girl is a major balas mum, and it turned out that it's kiddushet tois. So the Gemara in Ksubis, what was the opinion in the earlier generations and what was the opinion in the later generation? That's called the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. Bezin Shal Achrayim Amru. Sometimes the consensus changes. In one generation they hold one way, in the other generation they hold another way. So there's such a Mishnah. Nun Zayin Hamad Aleph. How long in time period would they wait between Erisin and Nisuin? So sometimes 12 months, sometimes 30 days. And when she's in Arusa, what's the din? So the Mishnah says she's not permitted to eat Truma when she's in Arusa, but he gives Mavalai Nisu. But if they made up, they're going to get married by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. And then it comes Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, and he still didn't make the chuppah yet. So the Mishnah says, Ocheles Mishalo, V'Ocheles B'Truma. The Baal is Chai B'Mezaynis Ishtoi, he's Mukhiv to support her. Usually the Baal is only Chai B'Mezaynis, Sheikh Sisviyan is only Eftan Isuin. During Erisin, the Baal is not Chai B'Mezaynis Ishtoi. So if they made up his man, when they're going to have the Nisuin, and his man came and he still didn't do the Nisuin yet. So Ocheles Mishalo, the husband is Mukhiv to support the wife. V'Ocheles B'Truma, she is permitted to eat your Truma. Then the Mishnah says that the last line on Nun Zayinim and Aleph and Ksubis, Zuz Mishnah Mishayna, this was a psak of the earlier Tanayim, Bezin Shalach Reim Amru, in the later generation they reversed the psak, Bezin Shalach Reim Amru, Ein Isha Achelis B'Truma, Ashit Tikonis L'Chupa, even Higia Hazman, he's not permitted to eat Truma. So the Gemara quotes the Machloikis, why did they make Exer the Rabbanon? So Ula says his reason, because of Shem Etashke L'Acheho U'Le'ach Yoseho. The Gemara quotes the other reason. Where is it? The Gemara quotes the other reason because of a Chashash Simpo. Okay. Here the Gemara has the two reasons. Omarula, here at the bottom of Nun Chesam and Aleph, in Ksubis. Omarula, Beitamin of Shmuel by Yehuda Mishum Simpo. Fine. So the Gemara discusses what is the Nukudas Machlokes between the Mishnah Mishaina and the Mishnah Akron, and how come in the earlier generations the Tanoim thought that once it's Higi Hazman, she's Achelas Mishalo, the Balas Chai B'Mzadis Ishtai, then she should be Achelas B'Truma, and the later generations they reversed the Psak. So Gemara says, Bishleima, if you hold that the real reason why she's not allowed to eat Truma is because of Simpon, so then you can understand what the Machlokes is between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. Mishnah Rishayna held the reason for the Gzeira is Shematashka Liacheho or Liach Yoseho. Shema Tashke, and then if he gives man, and the Baal is Chai B'Mzadis Ishtoi, so he's not going to send her a box of Wheaties to eat in her parents' home. all of her brothers and sisters going to eat together the Wheaties with her. So he's going to be duchta miyachidlo. He's probably going to, he's not allowed to live with her yet because he didn't have nisuin yet, but he's probably going to have a move out of her parents' home. Because if he's going to be sending food to her parents' home, nasha shema tashke the truma. She'll be tashke all, he's going to send the chicken. Her brothers and sisters going to eat it up. Going to cost them 5 times. They had big families. They're going to eat up all the food. So he's going to pay way more than he's mechuyev to pay. So since mistama duchta miyachidlo, probably designate a special location where she should live to eat the mezainas. So there's no chashash any longer of shematashke. So the Mishnah Mishana holds that the reason why she's not ocheles petruma shematashke, that's taken care of when it's a gears mabalanisa because duchta miyachidlo. And then the Mishnah Achreina holds that the reason for the gzeira is mishum simpon, afraid he may discover she's a balasmo. So that's good if you hold that that's the final reason for the gzeira is mishum simpon. But if you hold that the final reason for the gzeira is mishum, but if you hold the real reason for the gzeira all along was simpon. So what changed between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achron? Why do they think in the days of the Mishnah Rishayna that it should be muta ele rashmo by Yehuda? Kamaisa mishum simpon, basvaisa mishum simpon. The Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achron was the same reason. There never was a consideration of Shema Tashke. It's only because it may turn out that it's a kiddusha tois. It may turn out. The Mishnah has later in Ksubas that if a couple gets married and the girl turns out to have a major mum, so then you need a get. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a get? It's kiddusha tois. If he would have known that she's half blind and her legs are wooden and she's deaf, dumb and blind and everything, he wouldn't have married her in the first place. So why do you need a get? So the Gemara says, you didn't get this only to the Rabbanim. Two opinions in the Gemara. People who don't read the Gemara, they think there's two opinions in Tosfos. Because Tosfos on the Mishnah quotes two pshat. One pshat to get is the Rabbanim, one pshat to get is misofik. We're not sure. So the two pshatim in Tosfos, Tosfos is just quoting the two pshatim in the Gemara. Why need a get? So the Gemara says over here, Mishum Ela, if you hold like Shmuel by Yehuda, that the real reason for the Gzera always was Mishum Simpon. So what's the difference between the Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achrayna? My Benayu? What's the difference? Ikim Benayu, Bedikas Chutz. Before he's going to, when it's a Giyazman, V'lai Nisu, then it's Bukhi Bim Zaynaseho. So before he's going to start supplying her with food every day, breakfast, lunch, and supper, he's going to try to check out to see if she's a Balas Mum. So he's going to ask her girlfriends, let's say he has a girl cousin of his. Can ask him next time we go swimming with my fiance, try to see. Does she have real legs or does she have false legs? Tell me, is she a balas mum or not? Maybe they used to take a shower together, maybe they went swimming together, so maybe they played ball together, whatever. So try to find out. So that's called bedikas chutz. Bedikas pnim. Bedikas chutz means he's going to ask his relatives to check the girl out to see if she's a balas mum. And when he's going to live with her, when he's going to have nisuin mamish, that's going to be more than bedikas chutz. So the Gemara says maybe that's the machlokes. Masav bedikas chutz, ma bedika. According to the Mishnah Mishaina, bedikas chutz was enough to rely on. It's probably not going to turn out to be a kiddusha tois. So you know, after he gives mavelai nisu, he's going to make a bedika because he's chayvim zaneset. He doesn't want to give her money. He doesn't want to waste his money. So he's probably going to make a bedikas chutz, and that probably will be sufficient. And Mar Sabar, when the Mishnah Achrayna came along, they felt bedikas chutz, lav shmo bedika. That's not enough to rely on. She can still turn out to be a balas mum. Not going to be such a milsad lo shchicha, and therefore you shouldn't let the girl eat truma. She tikanis l'chupa literally. Tei the mamish till they move in together. You can't rely on bedikas chutz. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara had two interpretations of what the machlokes hatanaim was. What changed between the Mishnah Mishnah and the Mishnah Achrayna? That the Mishnah Mishnah says, once a Baal is chai b'mezonos ishtoi, the Gzera de Rabbanan doesn't apply, and the later generations, they reversed the Pesach. So the first Pshat was that in the days of the Mishnah Mishnah, they assumed the reason for the Gzera was Mishum Shematashke. And then once he agiyas man, he's b'chai b'mezonos ishtoi, he's not going to send the food to her home. Going to have moved somewhere else. He's soon going to move in with her, another week or two. He's going to have nisuin, and they're going to move in together. So he's not going to send the food to her home because the food is all going to disappear. Her brothers and sisters are going to eat it up. So since Duch the Miyachid law, so then there's no Chashash and Shamatashke. And the Mishnah Achrayna held that the reason is Mishum Sinpa. And the other opinion in Gemara held, no, the difference in Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayna is they both hold the reason is Mishum Sinpa. But the Mishnah Rishon held the before he's going to supply her with food, he gives manis chayb b'mezaynas. So before he's going to give her the mezaynas, he's going to be b'idakar, but he's not married to her. He's going to do a b'dikas chut. He's going to ask his sister, he's going to ask his cousins, the girl cousins, they should try to check her out to see if she has any mum. The Mishnah Mishana held that b'dikas chut is good enough to rely on, and the Mishnah Achranim held that it's not a good to rely on. That's the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Nun Ches. Then when you look in the Gemara in Adarim, on the side there, they tell you where the Gemara is in Adarim. Someone looked it up. Forgot it. Where was it? Where? In Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara in Adarim has the following. There is a machlokes hatan. The Pasuk in Chumash says like this, the beginning of Parshas Matas. Parshas Matas says that if the girl is a Naira Hamarasa, so you need Ovi Abayla Mefirim Nidareh. You need the father. It's the Gemara that we had over here. And the girl has Nisuin, so she's. And the girl has Erisin, she's Yotze Meshus Aviyah B'miktsas. Linyan HaForest and Dorn. Where do we have that? That was the top of. Here, the top of Dalad and Aleph on the fourth line. HaForest and Dorn, Me'an Nafkala Meshus Adisnan. Amaras Aviyah B'Adam Ephim Nedereh. When she was a Naira B'Veis Aviyah, the father was made from the Nedorn. Then she becomes a Naira Hamaras Inid, HaForest and Dorn Meshutfis. And when she becomes a Nesua, then the Baal is made from the Nedarim all by himself. You don't need Shutva Sa'av. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. What's the din if a girl was an Arusa and he gives man? Beloy Nisu. They made up, they're going to have a chuppah, they're going to move in together, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And that's already a week after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. They didn't move in together yet. They didn't have the Nisuin yet. So there's a machlokes HaTanoim, whether the husband can be made from the Nedarim all by himself. She's still treated like a Nara Hamarasa that you need of the Abayla Mefirim Nidareh. So the Gemara says, what is the Machlokes? So the first Mandama and the Gemara there in the Dharm Dapan Gimel, first Mandama says, this is the Machlokes. The Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayna is Hagos Hazman. He gives man, is that the equivalent of Nisuin? Well, it's not. So if Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin, then the Baal can be made from the Dharm all by himself. But if you say Hagos Hazman, does not constitute Nisuin, but then you still need the Hafaris and Dorm, Mishutfis. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara suggests that maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanan between the Mishnah Mishana and Mishnah Achrayna, that the Mishnah Mishana held Tegiyaz Mavla Nisu, Achelus Mishlo, Achelus Betruma. Why Achelus Betruma? That's called Tikonis Lechupe. And the Mishnah Achrayna hold, no, actually Tikonis Lechupe, Hagos Hazman is not called Nisuin. That's how the Gemara suggests. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily. Not necessarily. So it could be the machlokes, but how far is the dorm is a different machlokes. But the way the Gemara, the way the first mandama said there in the dorm, the fine gimel, it's a totally different hens, but what's the machlokes satanoim? Whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin. Why should Hagos Hazman be considered like Nisuin? We have different shitas what Nisuin is, what is chuppah. So the Rambam's opinion is when you go home. You need Mamashikha Harai to be. There shouldn't be anybody else there in the room. Now they say standing under the canopy. That's Hachnas Rishu. So the canopy is a tourist up there. So they went into a room together. Everybody's standing on the side, under the chuppah. Everybody's standing there. So they walked under the chuppah. They walked into a room. L'shem Nisuin. It doesn't have to be Yichud that the Domino stayed. The Rambam says it has to be Yichud Harai to be. It has to take him into a room and there's nobody else there. Other Mishanim say, no, stand under the canopy. Other say, for us, whatever it is. Whatever it is. So how is all of a sudden a different sheet is what constitutes Nisuin? All of a sudden, the Gemara has that the Mishnah Mishanim holds that Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. They didn't lift, he didn't do anything. Don't you have to do something? You have to do Badekin. Chosen has to do the Badekin. Or he sends a Shliach to do the Badekin. He spoke about the Dolom Rebaba. But the Chosen doesn't do anything. It was just supposed to happen in Nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. He didn't do it. Then we say that automatically there's Nisuin. How is that so? What's the Bir HaDovah? So the Pashtus is, according to that Havamin, according to that first Mandomer in the Dorm Dafangim. So Mustama, the Pshat is like this. Let's say I have an automobile. So if I park the automobile in my garage, in the back of my house I have a garage, so the automobile, Shaliu Bishusi. Fine. If somebody stole my automobile and then they parked it, told you, when they stole my umbrella, they parked them in the backyard of the church, down the block on Bennett Avenue. There's a church that I think on Shabbos it serves as a reform, a reconstruction, a synagogue. All week long is the church. So they parked my stolen car. They parked my car in the back of the church. So then it's when I didn't know when the car was, the police called me up and they told me that my car was in the back of the church. But Kol Zman I didn't know where it was. So that's called Shali, Veina Bishusi, because I don't have access to it. I don't know where it is. What if my car is parked on the street? Not stolen. I know where it is. Is that Shali Bishusi? Is that Shalom Bishusi? So we assume anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless it's stolen. Even if it's lost, Tzitzis Choshen has a discussion. The Ritva says Beferish on Bava Metzia. He has it a few times that an Aveda is also Bishusi unless it's stolen. And the Ganav has a Kinyan Zev. Then it's called Eda Bishusi. Tzitzis has a Rambam. Maybe the Rambam disagrees. I think we spoke about it last year. Maybe the Rambam disagrees and he holds that an Aveda is also Eda Bishusi. That's a question. But if I know where the car is parked in the street. And I know where it is. It's not stolen. So then it's considered Shali. Ubishusi. Anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless you have a mafkiya. If it's stolen, then it's Eina Bishusi. If it's lost, the Rambam, maybe it's Eina Bishusi. But if I know where it is, anything in Shali is automatically Bishusi. So that's a Shali here. An Eshesish, an Esua is an Eshesish, but Beis Abal. An Arus is an Eshesish, although the Beis Abal, that's why you say Beis Zuishto only applies to an Esua. Doesn't apply to an arusa, so it's like just as a mashal, derech mashal. Then the ownership you have shali veina bishusi and shali bishusi. So the arusa is an eshesish shalav beis abal, then the suah is an eshesish beis abal. So normally, whenever anything is shali, it's automatically bishusi, unless you have a mafkia. So if they had erisin and they said they're going to make nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so then she's an eshesish shalav beis abal. They don't want it. He's not prepared to be Mishadman himself to support her. The Baal is only Chayim and Zedisish to Eftin Yisun. Sheikh Sismam is only Eftin Yisun. So that's so in Arus, it's an Eshesish, a little bit based on Baal. But if they made up, they're going to have Nisun by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And if they didn't have Igiyaz Mabalay Nisun, they didn't have the Nisun, Achelus Mishaloh, the Baal is Chayim and Zedisish toy. So one time is of the opinion, since they made up in advance, they're going to have Nisun by that date, they didn't do anything. Chosin didn't do anything. That's automatically considered Bishusai. She's considered Beis Zawishta in Nisua. There's no Ma'akev over there. They wanted to have Nisun by them. So since she's an Eshesish, it's Shalom, so to speak, whatever Shali is automatically Bishusai, unless you have a Mafkiya. So here there is no Mafkiya. So that's how the Gemara and the Dorim understood. The Mishnah Rishonim is of the opinion that Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisun. You don't even have to lift a finger. They made everything they made up by that day. They're going to have Nisun. They didn't have Nisun. So that's it. Hagos Hazman, she is considered a full Eshesish B'Vei Sabah. And the Mishnah Achrayim disagreed and said, no, you always have to have a Maisa Nisun. You don't just say that Hagos Hazman is the Nisun. Fine. So these are three interpretations. And what was in the Kudus HaMachloikas between the Mishnah Rishonim and the Mishnah Achrayim? The two explanations appear in Ksuvah's Daf Nun Ches, I think it was. The one pshat was the Mishnah Mishnah held the reason for the Gzeira was Shem Atashke. And since Higiyaz Man is Habal Chai Bim Zonis Ishtoi, there is no Shem Atashke because Duchta Miyachid Lo. She's not going to send food to her home. She's going to share the food with her brothers and her sisters. It's going to cost them five times as much. They're going to nibble on all the food that he's going to send. He's going to send their popcorn. All the brothers and sisters are going to eat it up. They're going to send their Cracker Jacks. They're going to send their potato chips. They're going to send their sandwiches. The brothers and sisters are going to eat it up. They're going to be duchta miyachid lo. And the Mishnah Achrayim held no, that the reason for the gzeira is simple. Then the other interpretation boy said, no, they're both simple. The machlokes is whether bidikas chutz is acceptable. And this Gemara in the Dorm has the third pshat. The machlokes, the Mishnah Achrayim is whether agos hazman constitutes nisun.
We discussed previously that whereas Kedushin needs Das, Nisuin only needs Kavana. What kind of Kavana is happening here? If Nisuin for Higiyazman, Nisuin.
Yeah.
Because his Kavana wasn't that it should kick into Higiyazman. His Kavana was that I'm going to do a Maisa Nisuin. So what kind of Kavana do we say that the Baal has here?
You don't even need a Kavana. The Kavana usually is, I plan to do a chuppah, I plan to do a Nisuin, so then it's only Shali, she's Ishti, only Shali, but she's not Bishusi. But if they really wanted to have Nisuin by that day, both of them made up in advance, they're going to have Nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, So then I'll say it's she's Bishusa, she's an Eshes Ish. The Beis Habal, she's already Beis Habal. There's no Ma'akev. There's no Mafkiya. Just like I park my car in the street. So it's not only Shali, it's Bishusi, but it's not in my Bishusi, it's in the Bishusi Rabbi. The answer is anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless you have a Mafkiya. So by the Eshes Ish also. So normally you have a Mafkiya, they didn't want to do Nisuin yet. He's not prepared yet to support her, to be Mechuyev and Sheikh Susviyana. But if they made up that by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he's going to have Nisuin, and he's going to be Mechuyev and everything. So when that date comes and it goes, he's already Bal Chai B'mezayin
Sishta. So the whole point of Nisuin is to say that you're ready, that the Erisin should be completed?
Completes by itself.
So
the Ishas matures by itself.
If I so choose.
Right.
I could jump around and say this is my Nisuin.
I don't know, jump around.
Okay. That is the whole
you
point
you don't have to jump around.
You don't have to jump around.
Okay. That was one opinion. No, Melech Atchila, when they made the Erisin, they made up in advance, and the Erisin's got to be made by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. They didn't do it. Then I say the Erisin automatically matures and becomes an Eshes Ish Gemura. So these are the three interpretations that appear in the Gemara. So last week we pointed out, if she has an ingrown toenail, that's not a sin. But let's say she has false legs. She can't see. She's deaf. She's deaf, blind.
You wouldn't have noticed that before?
He's such a frumma guy. He doesn't look at the girl.
I told you.
It was a boy in Yeshiva who was so frum. He dated the girl. He didn't realize the girl was wearing a shekel. And the night that he came to propose to the girl, so the father answered the doorbell, and the father said, I have to tell you something before you propose to my daughter. She had cancer, and she can't have any children. And she wears a shekel, it's not her own hair. So what's he going to say the night that he's going to propose? So they pressured him into proposing to the girl. Now they're holding by divorcing. After all those years of marriage together, now they're holding by divorcing. Because it was a toys in the first place. It wasn't fair. They fooled them.
They don't need to get.
So we
knew it. He accepted it.
He accepted it. Yeah. So if I buy an automobile and it's scratched all over the place and I use it, then I accepted it. Can't back out. No, the Mishnah Achrayna said that Bedika Schutz is not sufficient. The Bedika that takes away the Chashash Simpan is only when the husband and the wife are living together. Then he'll see whether she's a Baal HaSmon. But he's going to ask his sisters, he's going to ask his girl cousins that they should check the girl out. So Bedika Schutz is not sufficient. So the Mishnah held Bedika Schutz is sufficient. So after he gives man, he's going to make a Bedika Schutz. He's not going to want to send the food. Not going to send her any food unless he thinks that it's going to be a Shalkayama. If he thinks it's going to be a toys, he's not going to support her. So he's going to make a B'dikas Chutz, and the Mishnah Achrayna held that B'dikas Chutz is not sufficient. So these are the three Biurim that appear in the Gemara. So then we said last week, there is a contradiction, there's a Kasha that the Rashbo asked, and he doesn't have a Teretz. Here the Gemara says, what's the difference for the whole this is the reason or that is the reason? What's the difference for the Gzera de Rabbanan? This is 10 lines from the top. On Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Right before the two dots. My Benayhu. What's the difference for the whole the Chashash? Why the Arusa Ein Achelus B'Tshuma? Whether the reason is Mishum Simpon or the reason is Mishum Shematashke. Three Nafkemin is Kibel, Masar, Holach. Whatever that means. Whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. So this Gemara, usually Ruba de Ruba of all the Gzeras in the Gemara, probably 98% of all the Gzeras in the Gemara, we say Loi Plug Rabbanan. You have to have a good reason to make a Gzera, but once you have a Gzera, you don't say the Gzera only applies when the reason applies, whenever the reason applies, the Gzera doesn't apply. Usually you say Loi Plug Rabbanan, even in a case where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera does apply. Here the Gemara says, not so. This Gzera de Rabbanan to prohibit the Arusa from eating Truma only applies when the Chashash applies. When the Chashash doesn't apply, the Kibbal, Amasa, Holach, whatever the cases are, when we get to Daf Yud Aleph, we'll learn that. Whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. So the problem was, there was a Gemara later, which Tosis pointed out. Where was the Gemara later? Here it was on Memhei Amid Beis in Kiddushin. The Tosfos Benim Tzara Lamafre. The Tosfos has a Beferish Gemara there on Memheim and Beis that even though the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, Afil Hoch Elachilka Chachamim Ben Arusal Arusal Kloimar, we say it's a Loi Plug Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Beferish that it is a Loi Plug. Loi Plug Rabbanan. There the Gemara says Beferish it is a Loi Plug. Here the Gemara Yud Aleph Amin Aleph says Beferish that it's not a Loi Plug. So the Rashbo asked that Kasha, Memheim and Beis. He doesn't have a teretz. So there was a great Goyen who lived in the early 1800s. He wrote the Nesivos HaMishpat. So he wrote, in addition to the Nesivos, he wrote several other svarim. They're all gedol. He's fantastic. Somebody claimed, one of the people who comes to the Kol Yom Rishon every week, so he claimed that that's the most often quoted Achron in my shiur. Is that true? I quote the Nesivos more often than anybody else? I don't know. He used to come to my weekly shiur. He used to give a weekly shiur in New Jersey.
The
I don't know. That's what he said. I would think the Rav is quoted more often. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So the Nesivos has among us, they have various Swami has a Sefer called Beis Yaakov on Ksubis, on Hilchas Ksubis, Ebenezer, and on Gemara Ksubis. So he addresses this Kasha of the Rashba. How come here it says, Amem Hema Beis, it's a Loiplug Rabbanan, and there on Yud Aleph and Aleph is Beferish that it's not a Loiplug. So he suggests maybe this is a fourth pshat. Maybe these Gemaras indicate that there's a fourth suggestion. What is the difference between what is the Nkudas HaMachlekes between the Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnah Achreinah? So the Mishnah Rishonah held that this Gzeira de Rabbanan dar Arusa Eino Achelis Betruma was not a light clue. The Gzeira only applies when the reason for the when the Tama Gzeira applies. Whenever the Tama Gzeira doesn't apply, then the Gzeira doesn't apply. So that's why it says Higiyaz Ban Velay Nisru. Achelus mishalav, achelus betruma. Either because there's a bedikas chutz, or because duchta miyachad lo. Whatever the reason for the gzera is, the tama gzera does not apply when it's a giyas man, because it's chay b'mzaynis ishtoi. So the tama gzera doesn't apply. Then the bezin shalachem amru. Not that they suggested a different reason. Not that they all the bedikas chutz is no good. No, bedikas chutz is good. And everything exactly the same as the Mishnah Mishnah. The only thing that changed is that Mishnah Achranim now that it is a Loiplug. That's the whole machlok. So the two Gemaras are correct. The Gemara Yud Aleph and Mem Aleph says that it's not a Loiplug. That Gemara is going according to the Mishnah Mishnah. And the Gemara Memheim and Beis that says that it is a Loiplug, that goes according to the Mishnah Achranim. So what does this depend on? Whether any given Gzeira is a Loiplug or not. 98% of the Gzeira is the Rabbanan. Not 99%. Ruba the Gzeres Darabanan are a Loiplug. Loiplug Rabbanan. Very rare that you have a Gzeres Darabanan that's not a Loiplug. So what does that depend on? Whether Gzeres Darabanan is a Loiplug or not? So the Mishkan and Sianka has a fantastic tshuva about this topic. Mishkan and Sianka, we said, was Rabbi Yanka Le Karlina. He learned by Rabbi Chaim Volozhin in the early years when they first founded Volozhin Yeshiva.
And where he came from?
No, he was the Rav in Karlina.
What was the last name?
Good question. I don't know. Gotta look it up. He was the older brother of the Keren Ora. Yeah. It's the Lama Chavrusa. So when the Mishkan was Yankta passed away, so they appointed the Keren Ora as the Rav in the city.
Beruchin.
Sounds like a Svartish name. No? What do the Ashkenazim say? Also, they agree that that was his best name. Okay, could be. I don't know. Okay. So the Mishkan is Yankif corresponded with Rabbi Prime Zalman Margolius about the Erev and the Eruvin and all the cities in Europe, and he lived the same time as Rabbi Kivega. So it was a big din Torah at that time. The practice used to be when someone would publish a Gemara, or someone would publish a Rambam, someone would publish a Sefer, not his own Sefer, someone publish a Sefer that someone else wrote, he can't take out a copyright. I'm not the author of the Sefer. So the Rabbanim would make a Cherem, no one's allowed to sell, no one's allowed to print a Rambam for the next 5 years. Why they say no one's allowed to print a Rambam? They would try to establish, they try to figure out how many years would it take till the fellow, when you print a Rambam, print a Gemara, you have to lay out money. Then make an investment. So how long would it take till he sells enough copies that he will cover all of his expenses, he'll break even, and he'll make enough profit that it should pay for him to have printed this set. If someone else is going to go and compete, someone else is going to print the Rambam, someone else is going to print the Gemara, the guy's going to lose his pants. Mm-hmm. He invested so much money, so he's not going to want to print any more Svarim later on. He will have learned his lesson not to invest in printing Svarim. So they wanted to encourage people that they should print Svarim. So they used to make a chem. No one's allowed to print a sefer for 3 years or 5 years, whatever. They would guess how long it would take till they'll make enough profit if someone else will reprint it, that they won't be losing money. So what happened was that I think Slavita, whatever, some publishing firm printed a Gemara, and then they said no one's allowed to print a Gemara in 5 years. So after 3 years, they sold out everything. They didn't have anything left. Not only did they break even, they made all the profit there was to make. Finish. So then they said, we're going to print another set. So then the other publishing firm heard that they sold out everything. So the cherem is up. Even though it's not 5 years, the cherem is up. So they printed their own shas. So they said, no, you have no right to print. No one has the right to print the shas for 5 years. That was what the chachamim said. So they said, the other company has no right to print. What was the shaila? It was they made gzeira the rabbana for a reason, but never said, they didn't incorporate the reason into the gzeira. So the shaila, is it a loyplug rabbana? No one's allowed to print the shas for 5 years, even though it doesn't make any sense. Oh no, the gzeira only applies when the reason applies. You say it's a loyplug or it's not a loyplug. So what's the din? So this was a big machloikas. Rabbi Kivega was involved, and Rabbi Shlomo Eger, Rabbi Kivega was an old man, and they said, so the other publishing firm said, the old man is senile, and his son is a gangster, Shlomo is a ganef, and he twisted his father's arm, and he got his father to sign. Rabbi Kivega cursed them. What do you mean, I'm not senile, my son is not a ganef, and he's not a faker, and it was fighting back and forth, everybody was cursing everybody else. So the Mishkan Yeshayahu was involved also in that din term. So he wrote two tshuvas on this, Ahemsha, two tshuvas. But it was the Mishkan Yeshayahu was printed already. So the tshuvas that were not included in the original Sefer Mishkan Yeshayahu are included in the smaller Sefer called Koheles Yankov. Koheles Yankov has commentaries on brachas. There's a lot of brachas. Then he has on Seder Moed. And then he has tshuvas in the end. So the first two tshuvas in Chelek Chosha Mishpot are about this, I think it's the Slavita Shas, this din Torah. So he quotes the tshuvas HaRosh. The Tur quotes the tshuvas HaRosh. Tur is the son of the Rosh, one of the sons of the Rosh. He wasn't the only son. The Tur quotes the tshuvas HaRosh, and we have it in the collection of the tshuvas HaRosh, word for word. That the Rosh originally lived in Germany. And then the Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the government put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison in order to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. So the Maharam Rutenberg said they shouldn't pay the ransom money, they should let him die in prison. Because the Mishnah says in Gittin, you're not allowed to pay Ein Poyrim Sashom Yesach Dei Demem, because they're just going to keep on, they're going to do it again. They're just going to encourage the people to kidnap more. So that's what happened. So that he died in prison, and then he said, before he died, he said, no one should ransom my dead body. And then one balabas did put up all the money to buy the dead body, even though the Maharam Rutenberg said they shouldn't do it, and then he was rewarded later. When he died, they buried him next to the Maharam Rutenberg, even though he did shalik, he did. He didn't listen to the Maharam Rutenberg, but he did l'shem shema. So when the Maharam Rutenberg died in prison, so the Rosh realized he's next in line. They're going to put me in prison. I should ride away in prison till the Jewish community is going to put up the money. So he ran away to Spain. So he disappeared. So he stayed by the Rashba 2 weeks, and then he got a Rabbanus in Toledo. So that is Yeke in Spain. He didn't speak Spanish. He gets a Drosha in Yiddish. In German, they don't know what he's talking about. But he did well. He did well. And he succeeded in changing all of the Spanish Minhagim. He got them to adopt all the Minhagim of the Bali Atesis. And then when the people in Spain ran away in 1492 and so on, they ran to North Africa, other places, so they carried with them all of the Minhagim of the Ashkenazim, because the Rosh had changed everything there. Okay. So when the Rosh came to Spain, he was confronted with the different Minhagim that he never heard of before. So he sees that the Balabatam are wearing tzitzis on a beggar shall pishton, on a linen garment. And that's a machlek is b'shamay b'shilu. So midah Torah, mikra din, you mechuyif to put on tzitzis on a four-cornered beggar if it's a beggar shall pishton. Midah rabbanan, there's a machlek is b'shamay b'shilu. So b'shamay say that there's a gzera b'shilu, say the din is a din and you still have to put on tzitzis. This is one of the six cases where the din is like the Beis Shammai. Places in Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amar Alf, quotes the Siddur of Amram Gon, that there are six cases where we pass on like the Beis Shammai. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Masech HaShabbos says that there were Yud Ches Gzeiris, that one day the Beis Shammai saw the Beis Hillel weren't there, went to a Bar Mitzvah, Chasan, or whatever. So they decided to take a vote, and they voted on 18 Gzeiris the Rabbanon, because they saw that they were in the majority, like in Congress every so often. They look around who's there that day, and then they see they can get the majority, and then they ram through a whole bill, and then farfalla. The other people weren't there, so they lost it. So the Gemara says that on one fine day, the Beis Shammai voted through 18 Gzeiris the Rabbanon against the wish of the Beis Hillel, but then the next day, the rest of the Beis Hillel came back, so they were masking with the Gzeiris the Rabbanon. So those Yud Ches Dover, that's not a great tragedy, because the Beis Hillel did agree with the Beis Shammai at the end of the day. But the sixth, that was a machlokes Beis Shammai Mishlam, and we passed like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel. So one of them is that you're not permitted with the Rabbanon to put tzitzis in a four-cornered bag of shalpishtan, because you're going to put in tchelas, because Banat Tanaim, they had tchelas, and the tchelas has to be a certain color, and it has to be the strings that are dyed tchelas have to be wool. So if the beggar is a beggar shalpishtan, you're going to have strings that are wool, that's going to constitute shatnas. You make a kesher, a double knot, so that's a real din of shatnas deraisa. And it's only mutter if it's yesterday's parsha. It's only mutter if it's really tchelas. Yeah, but in the days of the Tanan, they had fakers who were selling imitation tchelas, that's really klo'ilon. And it's not acceptable. Tchelas has to be from a chalazin, from some kind of a sea animal. And they were selling indigo. Indigo is from a plant. So that's not kosher. The Gemara says, Klo'ilon, the Orach says, the Orach is a dictionary from the days of Rashi. So the Orach writes that Klo'ilon is what we call indigo, same color as tchelas, blue, but it's not acceptable. So the Beis Shammai made Gzeira the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to put tzitzis and the beggar shall pishtan, because he may fall in with a faker who's going to sell you imitation tchelas, and then you'll have shatnas shalobam baka mitzvah. It wasn't necessary. It was hefshalakam shnei. If it's not really tchelas anyway, so then it's shatnas shalobam baka mitzvah. So it's awesome. So they made gzeira derabon. So the Rosh, when he came to Spain, he never saw this before. In Germany, he never had it. So he asked, how come they're wearing tzitzis and a four-corner garment made shal pishtan? The halacha is like the Beis Shammai. So the Balabatim explained to him that Bizman is that we don't have any tchelas. So the whole reason for the gzeira doesn't apply. So he said, hey, that's gewaldic. They're right. So he realized that they're right. And then he repeats it a few times in the tshuva. So the Taz, this is quoted in the Tur Simen Ches in Orachan. So the Magen Avraham quotes it in the Tur in Simen Ches. So the Taz there in Simen Ches raises a question. True, Bizman is that we don't have any tchelas. During the lifetime of the Rosh, they had no tchelas, and the reason for the gzeira doesn't apply. But Ruba de Ruba, 98% of the gzeiras are abundant. If not 99% of the gzeiras are abundant, but made is a leitlug rabbanon. So even if the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira still applies. So why did the Rosh get so excited over here? Isn't that a leitlug rabbanon? So the Taz says that's why the Rosh explained it more, to explain why it's not a davish of dominion. The Rosh has a whole arichas. So the Mishkan Exacta says, so what's the arichas? So what did he say? We don't know what he says. And the Mishkan Exacta says, I'll tell you what he said. He says, whenever the Chachamim make a Zera Derabbanan Bakiras Dovin and Torah. Let me go back a little bit. Why is it that why is it 98% of the Zeras Derabbanan are like Pluk? Why is it that it applies even when the reason for the Zera doesn't apply? So the Mishkan Sanctum says, that's easy. Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. On the level of Deraisa, every mitzvah must have a good reason. The Rabban Shalom is not an arbitrary individual. He gives you a reason. Shiloh HaKan, all the mitzvahs must have a good reason. We don't always understand the reason, but the Rabban Shalom, his infinite wisdom, certainly has a reason for everything. And Ruba the Ruba of the mitzvahs, the reason doesn't say in the Chumash. Very rarely it says the reason. And Ruba the Ruba of the mitzvahs, even if you can ascertain what the reason is, would you say that whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply? So that was a machlokes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the one who authored the Zohar, so he goes a lot for tamei hamitzvahs. So he says, Darshin and Taimi Dekro, that one of the midrash that turned it reshes behem is Taimi Dekro. that you have a right to make a rabbinical conference, and we should vote to decide what's the reason for each one of the Taryag mitzvahs, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Chachamim disagree that Lo Yidashi in a time of the Kroy. It's not for the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespen. It's recommended, Tosfos in Gittin says, in the middle of Gittin, Perek HaNezokin, it's recommended you should always try to figure out what are the reasons for the mitzvahs. What moral, ethical, or religious lesson is the Torah trying to teach us for the mitzvah of Kibbutz, or the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKal, or the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolech? What is the Torah trying to teach us? Why is there a difference between a ganav and a gazlan? Why is it if he steals a shorba seh? Hamisha bagasham tachas hashavar, but son tachas haseh. It's a cheluk of Talmud Torah to try to figure out the timing for the mitzvahs, but the time for the mitzvahs are not from the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespen. That's called Lo Yidashin in time of the Kroy. It's not from the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespen, and it doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. So even if you have an instance where the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. So that was a machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Whether dashin at time of the Kroy, the sachba beged almana. If you gave a loan to an almana, she gives you she wants to give you as a mashkin. The only thing she has to give a mashkin is a beged. So it says in Torah, you're not allowed to take the sachba beged almana. Why is that? So Rav Shimon and the Chacham said the reason why probably is, most likely the reason is, Shema atam asiyah shem rabbi shchina seha. It's not that she's a poor almana. Her husband died. She has no, she doesn't have any job, and so you're going to lend her $1,000. You want a mashkin, so the only thing she has to give you is a mashkin, is her dress. But she needs a dress all day long to wear when she walks around in the daytime. So when she goes to sleep, she'll give you the dress. So I'm going to ring her. She's going to call me up on the telephone. She says she's ready to go to sleep. She gave me pajamas as a mashkin, but she only has one pair of pajamas and one dress to wear. So she calls me up at 12:30 at night. She needs some pajamas. She finished watching the Late Late Show, whatever. She wants to go to sleep now. So she needs the pajamas. So I walk to the almana's home. I ring the bell. I stand outside. So she takes off the dress on the other side of the door, and she's undressed in her apartment. And then I give her the pajamas, and she gives me the dress. So I walk out 12:30 at night. I'm walking in the street from the almana's home. Then she calls me in the morning. She needs the dress back. She has to wear the dress by yom. I come to her home. She has a job or something. Come to her home at 6:45 in the morning with the dress. Then I'm walking home with the pajamas. Every morning I'm there to give her back the dress and to take the pajamas. Every night I'm there to give her back the pajamas and to take the dress. So the neighbors are going to say that the man, the rich man, is having an affair with the almana. What if the almana is a wealthy almana? She's Gimbel's, Mrs. Gimbel's, Mrs. Macy's. And I lend her $1,000,000 and she gives me a million dresses. She doesn't wear those dresses. There's a dresses from the store. So that's a machleg Reb Shimon and a Chacham. Reb Shimon says, almana ashira, mamashkin amosa, you may take the dress. There's no chasha. The chasha she'atam asir shem Rabbi Shchina said doesn't apply over there. She has 1,000 dresses that she sells in the store. That's not part of the Issa. And the Chachamim say, no, lay dashin at time of the Kroy. So the Gemara, the Ruba of the mitzvahs and the Torah doesn't say any reason. Most of the mitzvahs we can figure out a good reason. Over here, all the Tanaim agree that's the reason for the Safa Beged Alman. So we pass on like the Chachamim, that since the Chumash doesn't give the reason, it's a lo plug deraisa. Once in a long while, the Chumash does give the reason. It says a mitzvah, and then it says the reason. So then the Chachamim themselves say, whenever it says the mitzvah, it says the reason. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's in the Mishnah in the second Perek in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah has a machlekes hatorem. How do you punctuate the pasuk? Le'yabel anashim le'yaser es levovo. The melech is not le'yabel kesed hazav le'yabel amiyod le'yabel asusim and le'yabel anashim. It's not allowed to have more than 18 wives. So one time is of the opinion. Le'yabel anashim le'yaser es levovo. That's the reason why le'yabel anashim. In order le'yaser es levovo. What if wife number 19 is the valedictorian and beis yankiv? What more do you want? The most truma girl. It's not going to be Le'asos Levov. She's such a truma girl, she's going to get him to be a tzaddik. So one Tana says it's mutter, because the Chumash says the reason. The reason doesn't apply. If she's a very truma girl, it doesn't apply. The other Tanan disagree that that's not how you punctuate the pasuk. You have to read the pasuk, Le'abel Anoshim semicolon. That's one Issa. And no reason is given. Then it says, Le'asos Levov is not allowed to marry one girl who's who's not too from. That's not the reason for the Arba L'Anashim. Machlokes HaTanaim, is it one lav or are they two lavim? Is that the time of the Krua or not? So you see, on the level of the Raisa, Ruba the Ruba of the Mitzvahs, and the Torah doesn't say the reason in the Chumash, and we pass them like the Chachamim, Lo Yedashi in the time of the Krua. Even when the reason, we can figure out the reasons, but even when the reason doesn't apply, the prohibition does apply. Except if it's a case where the Torah writes the reason explicitly. So then whenever the reason doesn't apply, so then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So the mitzvah is the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that in Eretz Yisrael, b'marove, that's how the Gemara says, b'marove in Eretz Yisrael, when the Bezdin would make Gzeirah the Rabbanon, they wouldn't publicize the reason until after 12 months berov, after the people would observe it. Because if you're going to make Gzeirah the Rabbanon, tell your reason. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry will decide, I'm intelligent, I'm learned, I'll be careful, I won't fall in, and I don't have to observe this Gzer Rabban. The Gzer Rabban is for Amaratzim, for the Hamaynam, it's not for me. So every person will think, I'm above this, I don't need the Gzer. So they didn't tell the reason why. Allah tells us, the Mishnah tells a story that when they were discussing whether they should prohibit, what was the discussion there? Gvina Sakam. When they were discussing whether they should prohibit Gvina Sakam, so they invited a group of Tanoim to come to the discussion. So one of them couldn't make it that day. So then the next day he said, oh, you made Gzeira yesterday, Gvina Sakam. What's the reason for the Gzeira? He said, sorry, but can't tell you. We're not allowed to reveal. He was invited to come to the meeting, but he wasn't there. So we can't tell you until after 12 months. So it was kept such a deep, dark secret. So after 12 months, the Gemara forgot what the reason is. So the Gemara has six different shitas. What is the reason? Why did they really ask Gvina Sakam? It's Machlekes Halacha L'Maisa. Why did they ask Gvina Sakam? But that's the Gemara. The Ruba of the Gzeiras, the Rabbanon, they did not publicize the reason until after 12 months. In rare instances, we see that they made a Gzeira the Rabbanon, and they did incorporate the Tam HaGzeira into the Nusach HaGzeira. When was that? So the Mishkan Es Yankel says, whenever the Gzeira the Rabbanon is Ba'akiras Dovim and HaTorah. In the Chumash it says you have to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Come the rabbis and they decide when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's not a smart idea. We're going to prohibit blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That's against what it says in the Chumash. Chumash it says you have to blow Shofar every Rosh Hashanah, no matter whether it's Shabbos or Chol. So whenever they made Gzeira the Rabbanon against the Din Mefurush in the Chumash, it says in the Chumash you have to put tzitzis in a beged shel tzemer pishtim. That's the holidays. If the beged is silk or cotton, that's a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the chiyuv tzitzis is the rice of the rabbanim. But if the beged is tzemer, the beged is pishtim, all the tanaim agree that the chiyuv tzitzis is benator. So you're mechuyev to put in tzitzis benator l'chol hadeis and the beged shel pishton. So the chacham are going to prohibit you. B'sham, I made a gzeira, we pass my b'sham, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis. So against davam furish b'ator. So they have to say, we don't permit you to put in tzitzis because of Gzeira the Rabbanon. Shema, you'll fall in with a faker and he'll give you Elon, the imitation, Tchelus, and you have Klaim Shalom Makam Mitzvah. So whenever, that's what the Mishkan and Siyankiv explains, whenever the Gzeira the Rabbanon was, Bakira's Dov Menatom, when Nek Gzeira, you're not allowed to carry in a karma. So you don't have to give the reason. Nek Gzeira, you're not allowed to write with your left hand even though you're a righty. A million among Gzeiras there are, but not allowed to eat chicken and milk because you may make a mistake and eat flesh with one. So many Gzeiras there are, but they don't incorporate the Tam HaGzeir into the Nusach HaGzeir. But that's the Mishmartim as Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris le Mishmarti. But whenever they're making a Gzeiras there are, but Bakira's Dov Men HaTorah, they're telling you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, then the Seichel dictates they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzeir into the Nusach HaGzeir. Otherwise, they have no right to make such a Gzeir. It's in contradiction to what it says in the Torah. So that's what the Mishkan and Yankov says. Whenever the Tam HaGzeira, whenever the Gzeira is Bakira's Dov Men HaTorah, and the Tam HaGzeira had to be incorporated into the Nusach HaGzeira, so then it's like called the Tikkun Rabbanon King, the Raisa Tikkun. On the level of the Raisa, if you would have a Din der Raisa where it would say the reason for the Din, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So on the level of the Rabbanon also, whenever you have Gzeira the Rabbanon, Bakira's Dov Men HaTorah, whenever the reason no longer applies, then the Gzeira the Rabbanon doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishkan Es Yankov says. Publishing Rambams and publishing Shasen, that's a mitzvah. To do more Habatzas HaTorah. The more Svarim there are, the more people are going to be learning. So the Bezin is going to make Gzeira the Rabbanon. No one's allowed to print another Shas for the next 5 years. How do they have the right to do that? That's Akira's Dabman Atar. So the Hechreach, they have to incorporate the Tamak Zeri into the Nusach HaGzeri. They have no right to make a Loi Plug Rabbanan there. So once the guy sold that, all the swarm that he had, for sure the Gzeri falls away. You have no right to make a Gzeri Loi Plug over there. That's what the Mishkan Es Yankiv explains. That's how he passed the law. I just spoke this morning. I just gave you shiur this morning. Yosef Kara writes that during his lifetime, he introduced the minig. The Gemara says you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands when they duchen. It's not proper to look at the hands of the Kohanim when they duchen. So therefore, they made a din with the Rabbanon, the Mishnah and Megillah, that a Kohen sheyesh lemumi b'pon of yadav v'raglav is not allowed to duchen, because they may draw attention, they may stare at his hands when he's duchen. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in his commentary on the Rambam in the Kesa Mishnah, he's not sure what the din is. That Bizman Azad, they started a new meaning that the Kohanim covered their hands with the talus, so you can't see anything on his hands. Even if he has mumin, part of the other Rambam, you can't see his hands anyway. So the whole Tam of the whole Tam for this Gzera in the Mishnah doesn't apply. So he's misupin, maybe the Gzera doesn't apply. So in the Kesa Mishnah, he writes a suffix. By the time he writes the Shulchan Aruch, he writes a Vaday. He did away with the din. Mishnah no longer applies. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, Mishnah Brewer Radna is in Poland. So he says in Poland, the meaning was not that Kohanim didn't cover the hands, they covered their face. They didn't want to see the hands. So they covered their face and the hands were sticking out of the talus. So that's your problem, that you shouldn't look at my hands. So then the Mishnah still applies. But he says in Lithuania, where they have the meaning, like in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kara and Eretz, he saw that the Kohanim covered their hands. So the whole Tam for the Gzera doesn't apply, so the whole Mishnah falls away. So Rabbi Yosef Kara threw out a Mishnah. He took a Mishnah, he threw it out. We don't observe it anymore. Because it was a Gzera Bakiras Dov Ben Atar. The Chacham said the Kohanim should not duchen. Even though in the Chumash there is no such clause. He said the Kohen has Mumim, Bal Mumim is permitted to duchen. But if he has Mumim, upon the Yad of Eraglav, that may draw attention to his hands. So the Tanaim said, you're not allowed to duchen. Rabbi Yosef Kara said, since the Tamak Gzera does not apply by us, so the whole Gzera the Rabbanon does not apply. So that's the Mishkan Es Yankiv. That's the Mishkan Es Yankiv. So not to get back to the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna, we had in the Gemara three different explanations. What is the Nekudas HaMachloikas between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna? So the Gemara Ksubas on Nun Ches had two interpretations. Either the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna were arguing what's the reason for the Gzera the Rabbanon, or they both agree it's Mishum Simpon, and the argument is whether Bedikas Chutz is acceptable, whether Bedikas Chutz takes off the Gzera. Then the Gemara in the Dorma and Gimel on the base had a third interpretation, what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is. Machlokes is whether Hagos HaZman constitutes Nisun. Mishnah Rishon holds Hagos HaZman is Nisun, so that's why it comes to Lukhupe. That is Kenisa Lukhupe. She is in a Sun. Mishnah Achrayna holds now that Hagos HaZman is not Nisun. That's a third pshat. So then, the Beis Yankiv said, there's a steer between the Gemara Memhei and the Beis in Kiddushin and Yud Aleph and Bet Aleph. Was it a Loi Plug or not? So he suggests, you see from the Gemara, there's a third pshat. There's a fourth pshat. In addition to the three pshatim that we have so far, there's a fourth pshat. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayna? He says, the Mishnah Rishon held Lakadach Yud Aleph and Bet Aleph in Kiddushin. That is not a loy plug rabbanon. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. The Mishnah Achrayna made it into a loy plug. So what changed over here? What did the Mishnah? Why? This he doesn't explain. That's all the Beis Yankiv writes. Why? What changed? Why did the Mishnah Rishonim think that it should not be a loy plug, and the Mishnah Achrayna held that it is a loy plug? So one could explain, according to this Mishkan Es Yankiv, one can explain. The question is, if a kohen eats truma, the kohen says a bracha. The Rambam writes on the last page in the Hilchos Trumas. Even when a kohen eats truma chalas chutz lartz, he says a bracha. Shekedishan b'kedushas shushalav v'tzivanu v'al achivas truma. Because the kohen, when he eats truma, is fulfilling a mitzvah. Let's say the kohen feeds truma to behemoth kohen. So the behemoth doesn't say a bracha. Does the kohen say a bracha? Shekedishan b'kedushas shushalav v'tzivanu v'achal truma to behemoth kohen? Probably not. Probably the pashtus is that that's a heter. You're permitted to feed truma to behemoth kohen, but you're probably not in fulfillment of any mitzvah when the behemoth kohen eats the truma. So now the alpi pashtas, probably not. So now the shaila is, what about eshes kohen achelas b'truma? Eshes kohen is low enough in the same pasuk. Kohen ki yikne nefesh kin yikaspo. So the eshes kohen is like the behemoth kohen. It's only a heter. Or do you say, no, the Eishes Kain is Eishes Kain, she's a human being. Maybe she should say a bracha. Maybe when the Eishes Kain eats truma, maybe there's a mitzvah. And maybe we should distinguish between Arusa and the Suah. Maybe we should say by Arusa, it's only a heter, like Behemoth Kain, and maybe by Nisua, it's a mitzvah. So this is a discussion that Rabbi Menachem Zembe has in his correspondence with Rabbi Avram Buchtberg, Zera Avram. He talks about this topic. He quotes the Chiddush HaRim, talks about it, quotes the Pirush HaMishnayos on the first Perek in Gittin, talks about it. He gives you the Marmakamis for the topic. There are three possibilities. It's only a heter, or it's a mitzvah, or maybe by Arusa it's a heter, by Nisua it's a mitzvah. You can say, based on two different psukim. That's Nisua's, so maybe that's a mitzvah. It's only Kohen Kinyan Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, and the same pasuk with the Behemoth Kohen, so maybe it's the same Adrega as Behemoth Kohen. It's only a heter. So it could well be that this is the machlokes between what the Beis Yankov claims. This was the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. Could be the Mishnah Rishayna held that it's a mitzvah for Arusa to eat truma. It's a mitzvah. You have no right to make it into a law plug. You have no right to make Gzera de Rabban and Bakiros Dov Ben HaTorah unless you incorporate the Tamak Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. So whenever the Tamak Gzera is incorporated into the Nusach Gzera, so then it's not a law plug. Called the Tikkun Rabban came the Raisa Tikkun on the level of the Raisa, that would be the din. If you have the mitzvah Ben HaTorah and it says the reason why, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And it could be that that's what the Mishnah Achrayna said, no, that Eshes Kain HaChavos B'Truma is only a heter, or maybe Arusa is only a heter. So you have the right to make a loy plug. And Ruba the Ruba, all the Gzeres the Avon, you do make a loy plug. So this was the suggestion. It could be that this is the Machloikas. This is the Machloikas. That's how the Mishkan and Zanka says. Machloikas to the Mishnah, 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 Achrayna was whether this Gzeres the Avon and Arusa in HaChavos B'Truma was it made with a loy plug or without a loy plug. He doesn't explain what that depends on. So that's Arhoisof, maybe that depends whether the heter, Arusa, Achilas Truma, is a mitzvah or it's only a heter. If it's a mitzvah, then the Gzera the Rabbon is Akira's Dov Ben HaTorah. So you have to incorporate the Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. Could be she does say, because she's married to a Kohen. Could be. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that when a Kohen is when a Kohenis marries a non-Kohen, she marries a lady or a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. So the Sefer Chinuch writes, because Ishta Kibufoi, and we consider her as if she's no longer a Kohen. So the same thing, if a girl marries a Kohen, so they say Ishta Kibufoi, she is considered like a Kohen. So it can even fit in the Nusach HaBracha. She could even fit in the Nusach HaBrach.
Yeah,
but
if she marries a
Kohen,
she's not
allowed to eat
truma anymore.
Yeah.
So she's not
Why can't they do it? Go to
mikvah.
What's the difference? Now that's the question. Ezra made 10 takanas Ezra. So one of the 10 takanas Ezra was that a balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to dam. So some shonim hold that was a din deraisa, that wasn't the takana of the rabban. It's called the takana. So they say takana means dorash v'hiski. Dorash v'hiski. Like the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechem and Zaka made, when he was the chief rabbi, he made 9 takanas. So the Gemara claims one of the 9 is a din deraisa. But chodesh is also all day long. Yom Han of Kulasar is a din deraisa. So why do you call it a takanas, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai? The Gemara says dorash v'hiskan. Takana means that he publicized what the din deraisa was. So the Miri holds, in order to answer a certain kasha, the Miri says that this one of the takanas says, or this one was a din deraisa. Because he learned it out from a pasuk. Just like on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Torah was given the Ema B'Yir B'Reses of Aziyah, so too throughout all the future generations, a Balkari shouldn't be allowed to learn. Some hold that it was a din d'oraisa, and then later on they disagreed on the din d'oraisa. Machlokes on a din d'oraisa, not a din d'rabbanan. We usually assume that it was a din d'rabbanan, but they were still able to fulfill it. Mishnah Berurah has a funny kasha in the Bir Halacha. He just has a Bir Halacha, three lines. The Mechaber Hilchas Erevin writes that there is an opinion that in order to constitute a Rishus Aram d'oraisa, you have to have Shishim Riba people roaming around in the streets. So the Mechaber says, Yesham, that is Mana said there's no Rishus Aram d'oraisa. We don't have such a big city that has so many people roaming around. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered with the kasha. He says, really? There's no Rishus Aram d'oraisa? So how come we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholi as Bishamas? What kind of a silly kasha is that? The Chacham made a gzera the Rabbanu, Shem Yavirenu. And they made a loyplug Rabbanu. So if you happen to live in it, you live in a generation where there are no big cities. Okay, so it will turn out to be a gzera le gzera. But they made a gzera because of a chashash deraisa. So the Gzeira applies even if you live in a little village. Why is Mishnah Berurah considered that a kasha? That's what he asked in the Bir Halacha, just three line Bir Halacha and Hilchos Erevin doesn't give an answer. So obviously he thought that a Gzeira de Rabbanan against what it says in the Chumash, and the Torah says you have to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Rosh Hashanah. You have to blow shofar. The Chachamim are making a Gzeira de Rabbanan. So he held that you have no right to make a Gzeira keneged Dovah Mufurish Batorah unless you incorporate the Tam HaGzeira into the Nusach HaGzeira. So whenever the Tam doesn't apply, so the Gzeira doesn't apply. It should not be a loyplug. Whenever the Gzeira is Bakira's Dovman HaTorah, it can't be a loyplug. That's how the Mishkan is Yankiv. That was exactly the Mishkan is Yankiv's idea in his Chuvas. So the Mishnah Berurah, obviously, in the Bir Halacha, is assuming like that. That's why he blogs about Kasha. He doesn't have a Teretz on the Kasha. Okay. So you gotta worry about it. Okay, this year is not Shams. I don't know. Worry about it next year. Yeah.
Do we say that most of the Hulis Truman is like other mitzvahs, like if a Kohen, if he has Kulin and Truman in his house, he eats the Kulin over the Truman, is that a bit of a say? The regular kind of mitzvahs, I say it would say it's a Kira stuff of a Kira, or they say that she can't eat.
I don't know. Good question. I mean, it's only a Kira Masay, it's not a Kira Masay. Not like wearing tefillin. You have to wear tefillin every day. It is just that the kohen eats the truma, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of himself. Don't know. Good point.
Two questions. Number one, does the same thing apply to
Zugas? You got to ask one kasha or three kasha. Two is not helping. Yeah.
Does the same thing apply to takanos by sakana? Because I know
takanos
fish and meat. So.
Yeah. No. Tosis points out, whenever something is a sakana, so you don't need a gzera d'rabbanan. That's a din d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do anything that could be detrimental to your health. So the Chacham just point out. They say, open up your eyes and look where you're going and don't fall in. Don't drink my megulim because you may die. But if you live in a country with a non nechoshim mitzuyim, so they never made a gzera d'rabbanan. They never made a dabish of a minyan on my megulim. The Gra holds not like Tosis. Okay, but Tosis, we follow Tosis, that we all drink my Megulim and some, because Ein Achashim Mitzuyim Beinenu. The Tosis says they never had to make a Gzera Derabbanan. That's on the books, that's in the Chumash. It's a din. You're not allowed to cause anything that would be detrimental to your health.
Uh-huh. And then,
is fish and meat
a detriment
or not?
The Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, the doctors of the Talmud thought that it was unhealthy. So the Chassam Sofer writes, and the Rambam was a doctor, and he understood that it's not unhealthy, so the Rambam left it out. The Rambam followed the doctors of his generation. We should do exactly like the Tanaim, just like they followed the doctors of their generation, we should follow the doctors of our generation. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. What do you think the Tanaim were doctors? They didn't have halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. They picked everything up from the Goyish doctors. So in our generation, if the doctor says it's not so, it's not so. That's what the Mogen Avraham Tain is like that. He says it's many centuries that no one ever heard anybody get sick from eating the fish and the meat. And the Chassam Sofer says the Rambam left it out because the Rambam knew medicine and he held that it's not correct. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this about eating the fish and the meat. But the Mogen Avraham is not so convinced. Even in Shulchan Aruch, even in the Gemara, the Shach says, the only thing the Gemara says is the sakana is if the fish and the meat were cooked together. Usually the women don't cook it together. Usually they serve, they may serve it at the same time. But serving at the same time, that the Shach says is not a sakana. That was never considered a sakana. It's only a sakana if they were cooked together. By the goyim also, they have separate forks. The fact that you have separate forks for the fish and the meat, the goyim also have separate forks. They don't want to mix the flavors. Not because of sakana. Yes, any goy, they also have two forks. One fork for the fish. Not because of sakana. They don't want to mix the flavors. A different story. Okay.
So is the Mishnah Berurah's question assuming by Rosh Hashanah that in a small town where there was no Rosh Hashanah, they would blow shofar on Shabbos?
No, that's what he's asking. The din is that you don't blow shofar. I say, yes, why not?
So why is he only asking the question on nowadays instead of asking in general, how come the takana wasn't made only for cities where there was Rosh Hashanah?
Okay. Basically, that's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. If you need Shish and Bibo, so the Xerah should only apply in big cities. Should never apply in little cities.
If there were big cities and not big cities, so okay. But he's saying, his question was on the fact that there's no Rosh Hashanah, therefore then there's a fight. There's something that he can't.
No, big cities. No, big cities. We know that there's a Xerah.
Saying, so if there's so much.
But it seems to be assumed that you don't make a life look.
Because he's saying, he said, no, there is no
Rosh
Hashanah,
that's what he said. Except for the big cities.
Oh, the big cities
there is. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. Definitely. So, yes, the
Kashi
has no terrace. Okay.
Is Manhattan a big city?
Is Manhattan a big city? I don't know. Where is Manhattan? I don't know. We'll go visit sometime, see where Manhattan is. Okay. How we get involved? Because we learn Kiddushin. What was his Kabbalah? Is that true? Because they quoted the Memor of Ula. So the Gemara touches up the Kabbalah. The Gemara says, no, El Parachachi. On the last line of Amar. The Gemara says, no, the Kabbalah goes like this. Kesef cannot accomplish Nisuin. Kesef cannot accomplish Nisuin. Nonetheless, it's good to make Erisin. So Chupa Shegameres, Chupa which clinches the Nisuin, and it didn't should tikkun, it should certainly be good. Yeah. So that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna made a Kabbalah. Yeah, what's the story with Rav Huna's Kabbalah? We accept it, we don't accept it. So Gemara has a little later. Omar Rav, 15 lines from the top. The line begins with two words, Amar Rav, Shtei Tshuvas V'Dov, Rav Huna is wrong. I have two rights against him. Chodah number one, V'Sholosh Tanan V'Arbalotan. Mishnah says, V'Ishin Niknis, V'Sholosh Drochim. So if you're going to say Chupa is good, so it's four. So you see from the Mishnah that he's wrong. That's one time, one kasha. V'Ovid and another kasha, Klum Chupa Gomeres, Al-Yedei Kiddushin. Yeah, V'Chid Kamino Chupa Shalai Yedei Kiddushin, V'Chupa Shalai Yedei Kiddushin. What kind of a tzushtel is that? And Abai answers all the kasha. Abai. So Abai sounds like he's not, he'll go along with Rav Huna. And Rav sounds like he doesn't agree with Rav Huna. What do you do whenever there's a machlokes Abai and Rav? We always pass him like Rav, except for the six cases of Yal Kagam. Most of the Rishonim think we should not pass him like Rav Huna. The Rosh quotes the story. And Mechaber and Ebenezer quotes it. That said, there's a minority opinion. Some say it's a Sveket Adina, whether you hold like Rav Huna. Some say you do pass like Rav Huna. Okay. What if the top Taisa says we don't pass like Rav Huna? We're talking about the Didan. The top Taisa and Hey Amid Beis, Dima Maschel Chupa, Shigameris. Taisa says on the seventh line from the top. We're talking about the Didan, Dam Chupa, Eina Kaina. Taisa is assuming that the Din is like Rav. The Didan Chupa is not Kaina. And others all the Chupa is Kaina. Yeah, or it's a Sveik of a Dina. Yeah. What exactly, what's Rav's argument? Because Chupa, like we said, Chupa is not really a Kinyan. Chupa is a Hachnasa of the Rishusa. The Kinyan is the Erisin, the Isha Niknis. Kesav Shtar and Bia. Kesav is kind of Karka. Shtar is kind of Karka. And Bia is kind of Ishus. Okay, so all three are Maisa Kinyan. So whatever is kind of somewhere, Mala Chupa, Mala Kesav, should kind of be Alma, the kind of Kam. Whatever is kind of somewhere. Shtar is good to be kind of Gerishin. And Kesav is good to be kind of Kiddushin. Kesav is good to be kind of Karka. So whatever is kind of somewhere is kind of Kan. And Bia is good to be kind of by Yavama. Whatever is kind of Bialma is kind of Kan. The Shaila is Chupa. Is Chupa a Kinyan? It could be that Chupa is just Hachnasa Lev Shusa. When he made the Erisim, she was an Eshe Seh Shalev Bepes Abal. He does nisuin. Nisuin is achnas of the shusa. It's not a ma'aseh kinyan. That's what we said from that Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, that this is quotes on Daf Yudim and Aleph, the Ibn Maschal Kol HaBoyel, that would appear from the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen that he holds that chupa doesn't need das. So chupa is just a ma'aseh achnas of the shusa. The ishus is incomplete until you do the achnas of the shusa. Once you do achnas of the shusa, then the ishus matures and she becomes a full-fledged ishus ish. During everything, she should not be based upon. As soon as she becomes based upon. So if you say like that, it's just achnas of the shusa, that's robust taina. How can you learn out? Shtei tshuvas b'davot plum chupa kameras elai de kiddushin b'kameinu chupa shalai de kiddushin chupa shalai de kiddushin. All you see in chupa is it does achnas of the shusa, but to create ishus, you have to have a ma'ase kinyan, ishus nitnes. Being a ma'ase kinyan, chupa is just achnas of the shusa, not a kinyan. That's basically the argument. One can assume that's basically the argument that Rav rejected Rav Huna because of that argument. So the pashtus is that chupa is not kinyan. But there is some Mishnah say it's a sveka d'dinam. What did you say? Chupa can serve as a kiddush. Yeah. What? If you're all like Rav Huna, would you need? So that's a discussion here. The Marsha has a discussion on the Taisvus on Hayam and Beis. That's a Gemara later. Let's say, according to the Rambam, how do you make Nisuin? I was establishing Isha with Kesef or Bishtar, then I do Bia, or Yichud HaRoi with Bia. So what if I was Makadish the Isha with Bia? I was Makadish the Isha with Bia. So do you say she switches from a Pnuya to a Nisua? Or do you say no? Kiddush Bia makes her into an Arusa. Then you still have to have a second bia. You need a second bia to make her into a suah. You already have a bia. Maybe the one bia accomplishes both. So if you say the chupa is kaina, chupa can create a erisin, maybe the chupa would switch her from an apnuya to become an suah in one step. Why should you need two steps? Like the Gemara raised the possibility by kiddush bia. So that's a shot. If you're all like Rav Huna, the chupa is kaina, will it accomplish to make her into a suah? Or will it only accomplish to make him into an arus? That's a discussion. Yeah. We already learned the Gemara before on the top of Hei Amad Aleph. And the Gemara alluded to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Apik Leila High Kral, the Drush Achrina. Who is Rabbi Yosef Glili? So Rashi says, Gitten Daf Kofala. What's Rabbi Yosef Glili? So we spoke about it briefly. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, if you write a get on a balchai, the Mishnah says you write a get on Karen Shalpor and Osan Losa Por. You write a get on Yad Shal Eved and Osan Losa Eved. You write a get al Ho'ichlam. He puts the icing on the cake. Rabbi Amagores Meni, he gives it a get. So Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds a get al Gabi Ochlam, Gabi Balachaim is no good. As it says, when Osan Los Sefer, you don't need Sefer, it means parchment, and you need Dumi the Sefer. So Balachaim and Ochlam, and not do me the sefer. We paskin not like him. Why? If it would say because of love, bas sefer, you should write on a piece of parchment, then the word sefer means parchment. Then you may insist that you need do me the sefer, but it doesn't say because of love, bas sefer. In Yirmiyah it says, because of a sefer v'chaston, it all related, because of bas sefer, to write on parchment. The word sefer, not pasing, means parchment. Here it says, because of love, sefer creases. Sefer doesn't mean the background upon which you wrote the text that they get. Sefer Krisis means the text that they get. Ha'ulah Sviris Varm Hudios. The word Sefer in this passage, because of Allah Sefer Krisis, doesn't mean parchment at all, because it doesn't say Ba Sefer. It does not refer to the background upon which you're writing. It refers to the text that you're writing. So the Makshim Ho'olam, what do you need a passage to say that the get has to have a text? And if it doesn't have a text, it's just a blank piece of paper. It will be a havamin, and the man can divorce his wife. He gives a blank piece of paper, and he doesn't write anything. That's ridiculous. So a get is a shtar. For a shtar, you have to write something. So what do you need a pasuk for pasulah? Sefer increases. The sphere is bar mudiyos. Doesn't make sense. So there's a rana gittin. In the middle of gittin, the Gemara talks on Perik. In the third parak, the Mishnah talks about Takana the Rabbanon, that you have to, not enough to write the name of the husband. Let's say the couple is getting divorced, the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California now. So in New York he goes under the name Jack. In California everybody calls him Yanko, nobody calls him Jack. So which should you write in the get? Or in New York they call him Yanko and in California they call him Herschel. Two totally different names. Jack and Yanko are basically the same thing. But let's say totally different names. Sometimes a person goes with a different name in a different city. So which name do you have to write in the get? So if you're going to only write the get, name of the get, name of the husband or the wife in the city where he's living, not the name where she's going to still live, so she'll parade with the get later on. Let's say your husband didn't give you the get. That's the wrong name. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takana. You have to write kol shem lechanicha disla. You have to write all the nicknames, any other aliases that he's known by. So the Mishnah has that. So the shaila is, the whole institution of writing names in a get, is that in a Torah? And the Takana, the Rabbanan wants only that you have to write kol shem lechanicha disbe. You have to write all the nicknames that he has. Or do you say, no, maybe the whole idea of writing names in the get, maybe the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. Maybe you don't have to write any names in the get. Let's say, I borrow $100,000 from you, and I write, I owe you $100,000, and I sign my name. I sign my name. So you, it doesn't say your name, it just says the guy who owes the money. So then you'll come with the shtar, and it says I owe you. So you're holding on to the shtar. So you is you. And I say, I never met you before, I don't know who you are. You never lent me $100,000, I don't know who you are. So the Gemara says, if it says I owe you, even if it's the most unlikely person, there's a big age gap between the two, and he lives on the other side of the world, and how can it be that he's the one who borrowed the money? He says, I owe you. So the Gemara says, that's a good shtar in the moment. It's true. So let's say the husband divorces his wife, and he writes, I hereby divorce my wife, and he signs his name on the bottom. So he have the husband's name. He only has one wife. Today, everybody only has one wife. So you know which wife he's divorcing. He has the date. Maybe he had a different wife different years, but this date that it has there, he only had one wife at that time of that the date that he's giving the get. So would that be acceptable? Is that she's holding on to the get. So the fact she's holding on, you're holding on to the shtar that says, I owe you. Or it says, I owe the bearer of this document $100,000. So it says, I owe you, the same thing. In Shulchan Aruch, they call that a mamrani, some Spanish word. It means motzi ksabzeh. I owe the bearer of this document. So the Spanish word for that, the Machab spoke Spanish. He lived in Spain. He ran away from 1492. His father ran away with him from Spain. So he used, every so often, he uses some Spanish words in the Shulchan Aruch. So, but in Dinim Aminus, that's a good document. It's a good shtar. The fact that you're holding on to the shtar, that pieces Baba shtar, is mashlam the muchach mitaychay. Obviously, I mean, I owe you. You're holding on to the shtar, so you're you. So if I give my wife a get and I just sign my name on the bottom, this is to ascertain that I'm hereby divorcing my wife. She's holding on to the get. So the fact that she has tfisas balashtar on the get, that should be mashlam demuchach mitoicha. That should mean that she's divorced. So the Ran comes up with a chiddush. The Ran on the Rif in Gitnan, the sugya of Shemus, he says, no, you have to have Shemus. That's a din in our Torah. It's learned out from the pasuk sefer. Sfiras dvarim hudios. Sfiras dvarim means sfiras dvarim yiserit. You have to have extra wordage in the get over and above any other shtar moment. In the shtar moment, there wouldn't be any need to have extra lashon. It says, Chayv ani lach mana, I owe you, and doesn't say who you is. But that would be good enough. The tvisas bala shtar indicates who the you is. But by the get, the Ran says, no, you have to have shem abal, v'shem ha'isha, takonas, Rabbi Gamliel was, you have to write kol shum l'chanicha disbe. But on the level of the rice, you have to write the shemus, at least one shame for the Baal. That's because of the pasuk of Sefer, the Sfiras Dvarim Hudios. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out that's known as a Ran. That's the Ran's opinion. When Achrayim wrote about the shemus and Gitman, so they always start off with the Ran. The Ran holds that shemus is needed in a Torah. That's what they start off. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had a different marker. Did anybody yet see the Tosfos on Hey Amid Beis? The Tosfos on the bottom half of my Askinon. So on the first very wide line, the first wide line in the Tosfos, Tosfos alludes to a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim. regarding Yadayim She'enem Achichas. What is that machlokes? So you look on the last line in the Tosfos. Vadoma begitten daf pehe. You learn gitten, you have to wait 84 blot till you get the daf pehe. Starts from daf beis. And it finally tells you gufo shall get. What is the text of a get? Here in America, usually when the Rebbe teaches gitten, he brings in a get the first day. He shows his student what a get is like. In the Mishnah, you have to wait till daf pehe. And it finally tells you what is the text for the get. So it says, according to the Rana, has to have the husband's name, the wife's name, fine. Then I say, Harei Materis L'Choladam. And Reb Yudah Aymer, Reb Yudah argues with the Chachamim, has to say, the Dein Di Habilichim Inoy Sefer Truchim Yigere Shvukin. And this document should be the vehicle whereby I am divorcing you. If I sell you a house, I have to write, Sari Mechur, Sari Nesun L'Chav Matana, Sari Mechur L'Chav, and I have to write, and this document should serve as the Shtak Kinyan. There's no such thing. The Gemara has later in Kiddushin. Case of the Shtar, how do you sell Karka Vishtar? Sari Kinyan L'Chav Matana, Sari Mechur L'Chav, Sari Mechur L'Chav, Sari Kinyan L'Chav. You don't have to write, and this document should. So why buy get? What do you have to write? V'dein di'ev ilachem ha'seif et ruchem. And this document, people shouldn't think that he divorced her by an oral declaration, and he has in mind that the shtar should only be l'ray b'alma. You have to write, no, v'dein di'ev ilachem ha'seif, this document should be the vehicle whereby I am divorcing him. This should be a shtar kinyan. But when you summon karka, you don't have to write that. So where does that come from? Where did the Tanoim, where did Rabbi Yudah get such an idea from? The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudah because they say that it's self-understood. They say that's called a yad, she'ena mochiach. The original din of yad, ha-mochiach, yad she'ena mochiach is a person takes a shvua. So it says in Parshas Vayikra, nefesh kisishova levate bisfasayim. When you take a shvua, you have to pronounce it with your lips. It's gama b'liba, a person made up his mind. He wants to accept the shvua, not to eat cookies, not to eat potato chips. He has to lose weight. So the Gemara says, gama b'liba, soch lahotzi bisfasayim. Calls man, he doesn't pronounce with his lips. The shvua is not binding. We assume the Pashtus is, most of the Rishonim assume that it's the same by neder and shvua. Same thing. You need both by neder, some disagree. But the Pashtus says by neder and shvua, it's exactly the same thing. So what if he says a loshen, a half a sentence? He didn't say the full sentence. So if you just need an umdere nemuchach, so you have an umdere nemuchach, says a half a sentence, but nobody's driving it. But by neder and shvuas, it's a gzeris akosav. You can have all the umder and the muchachs you want from today till tomorrow. You need levate bisvasayim. He has to pronounce with his lips. So if he only said a half a sentence, he didn't say the punchline. So you ought to say that it's not chal. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. That's a din of yad. If you have a yad hamachiyah, yad means like the run says on the first page in the dorm. Like if you hold on to a pot by holding on to the handle. So that's a yad. You're holding on to the handle, you succeed in holding on the frying pan, you hold on to the pot. So here, this is a handle of a loshen. He didn't say the full loshen. He said an incomplete loshen. So it's a gzeris hakosav that there's an institution of yad. So there's a machlokes hatanoim in the dorim shvuas. How far do you go? Is that only if it's a yad hamachiach, or even if it's a yad she'en hamachiach? So if it's legamre en hamachiach, a guy says, I hereby accept upon myself. And he doesn't say what? So that's nothing. It's yad she'en hamachiach klal. He says, hareini. What did he mean? Hareini Nazir? Hareini Betainis Lemachar? What did he mean, Hareini? He can mean anything. If it's a Nazir, I will have fun of. Okay, now you're talking to something. Hareini. He sees the Nazir and he says, Hareini. Or he's holding on to his ear. He says, Hareini. Okay, so then we'll have to discuss, is that a Yad HaMachiach? Or is that a Yad She'en HaMachiach? But if it's a Yad She'en HaMachiach, klal klal, then there's nothing to discuss. The word Hareini doesn't mean anything. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The din of yad is not restricted only to nidor meshvuas. We need a loshen levate bisosaim. A get has to have a text. Of course, you need a sipra ma'isa in a get. The gzeris akosuv kosuv la sefer krisis sfiras dvarm means sfiras dvarm over and above sipra ma'isa. Every star has to have the sipra ma'isa. So the kunuy lucha, so the nitzun lucha b'matana. That's the sipra ma'isa. But here by a get isha we say sefer, you need spheres dvar miserim. You need extra lashon. So what extra? So the Tanoim all agree that you have to write v'den dihavi lichman sefer truchen. And this document should be the vehicle whereby I am divorcing him. This shtar should serve as the shtar kinyan. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to actually write it. You learn up in the pasuk v'dein. You have to actually sefer sfiras dvarim. Have to actually write it. The Chachamim say you're right. In principle, you ought to write it. But since it's self-understood, it's always self-understood, so it's considered kila nichtav dami. That's considered as if it had been written. That's a din of yad. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's only a yad she'ena machiyach. It's not a yad hamachiyach, because there is a miut of people who think that they get divorced just by an oral declaration, I hereby divorce you, and they'll write the get just as a raya bi'alma. So since there's a miut like that, so that's called a yad she'ena machiyach. Sure. So that's the machlokes of Yehuda and Chachamim. Do you have to write v'dein, or do you not have to write v'dein? But you learn the Gemara. They both agree you have to write v'dein. They both hold you have to write v'dein. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have no right to assume that it's kilu nichtav domi because it's a yad sheinu machiyach kol kach. And the Chachamim say no, a yad sheinu machiyach is not such a strong yad hamachiyach, but a yad sheinu machiyach is also acceptable. Why do they both agree you have to write v'dein? The Gemara starts off with that premise. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. They both agree that they have to write with it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said.
Quoting more often than in the season.
Okay. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, that Ksivas V'dein is based on Sefer. The Sefiras Dvar Mudios, in addition to Sefer Amaisa, you have to have Sefiras Dvar Miserim. How do you know what you have to write? So there's an Aderes Eliyahu. Aderes Eliyahu. Is written by Talmidei HaGro, they quote things from the Vilna Gaon on Tanakh. So there is Eliyahu, and not Pasuk. In yesterday's Sedra, no? Where do we have a get? Yesterday's Sedra. Because of the Sefer Krisim, Kiseitze. So the Vilna Gaon, how do you punctuate the Pasuk? Because of the Sefer Krisim, Kama, Menasim Yod, Kama, Vishilchan, Vibesa, Kama, Malachal, Hosel, Vishach, Kama, Asnev, Yisra, Acharon, etc., etc. So the Chachamim say that's Pshuta Shal Mikra. Because all the Sefer Kris is Kama, and Asam Yod the Kama, Vishulcha Mibesa. Then the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Because of all the Sefer Kris is Kolin, you have to write the following Sfiras Dvar Miserim in the text of the Get. What do you have to write? V'dasam B'yoda, I'm hereby giving you the Get. Vishulcha Mibesa, I'm sending you, you have to write. Not that that's what he did, Kama, 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 it's a story. This is the text that it has to say. You are now free to marry whomever you want. So if you look in a regular get, that's exactly what it says. It says in the get, such lashinus. It says that this document serves as the get gerishin. I'm giving you this, I'm going to give you this document, and with this document you will be divorced, and you hereby have the right to marry anyone whom you choose to marry. That's what Rashi wrote on base on the base. But what? Oh, we didn't have. Wasn't a Rashi on base on base? It was the Ora on the side. Base on the base in the brackets on the left hand margins. All these comments on the side that are not in brackets are from Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, the one who put in the Ein Mishpat the Mitzvah in the Torah Or, and he's the author of the Shilta Gibayim. And then whatever is in brackets was added in the 1700s by Rabbi Shai Berlin. So this is in brackets here. Rabbi Shai Berlin added this. He points out that there are two different Rashis. The Rashi and Yavam's Yutessam and Beis interprets, how do you know you need Dasa Isha B'Kiddushim? Because it says, V'holcha V'hoysov Ishacher Midaita Mashma. So that's how it says in the Nusach and the Get. It says, you hereby have the right to marry L'chol G'vad Yisei Tzvayim. You have the right to go and marry whomever you choose to marry. That's how the Aderes Aliyahu says. Because of the Sefer Kris is colon, if you write the following extra Lushainis in the Get, V'nasam B'yod, V'shilcha M'beisa, V'holcha V'haisa L'shachar, all of that is written into the Get. That's the Sefiras Bar Miserim. So that's a special din by Get. Only by Get, Shadis, even by Shtar Kiddushin, do you say, Makesh Havai Liyitzia, the Shtar Kiddushin has to say, B'den Dehevi Licha Minoi, Shtar Kiddushin. We don't have it anywhere in the Gemara. It could be that it's only by a get. Could be that doesn't even carry over. Maybe you just carry over Makesh Havai Liyitzia, that you can create Kiddushin like the Shtar, but it doesn't have to have this din of Sfiras Dvar Miserim. Right, there is no pasuk, but you have the Makesh Havai Liyitzia. So maybe it should carry over. The Pashtus is not. And the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch never says that it carries over. Never says that you need Bidein. I can envision an opinion that you should require Bidein, but the Pashto says that you don't need Bidein. Okay, we will stop here. We'll leave that tomorrow. And we'll go back there. Sure. Go back there. Hey, I'm a base.
So that means that we can
he says,
well,
here in this Gemara, the Gemara says, Kibo Masa Bahalachika Benayim. Gemara says, sometimes it's Exer de Rabbanon, where it's not a light clue. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. So that's the question, what's the cloud? The Mishkan Isaiah claims, called the Tikka Rabbanon Kain, there is a Tikka.
What would the Gross say?
He's going to have to agree also. These are Gemaras. Kibo Masa Bahalachika is a Gemara.
I'm going to California.
That daughter moved to California. Shira used to live in Yerushalayim.
Next Sunday,
My son was one of the lucky 16 winners.
It's like a true thing.
Beautiful. Paying all the guys beyond Rechavah.
So
5-year commitment.
It's a 5-year call. I was wondering how long it is.
5-year commitment. The boys have to commit 5 years. He's also committing 5 years.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is someone who's coming with the doctor?
No.